Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30, British Summer Time. Well, this has been again another interesting day, but I'll kick it off by saying that I went to visit David in the hospital this morning. He's in great form. So sorry for the non-Irish people. He's in high spirits, and he anticipates being out of hospital on Friday and back on his feet early next week. So hopefully that will all go according to plan. But I also put up the just a quick note about his silver trade. Anything that he tells me about any of his trades, and I'll be going to see him every day just to have a just a quick talk about the markets, because he doesn't like to be away from the markets for too long. Anything that he mentions about his trades, and I will ask him, I'll post on the website so that anyone who is particularly interested in that side of the service can keep an eye on it. Well, stock markets today. The Dow is up a little bit today. It's above that 10,400 level again, but it's really not very strong. If it was going to rally in the fashion that we've seen it rally for the last 7 or 8 months, anytime it's been at the bottom of the range, it really would have started to do it by now. So, at the moment, it's just going sideways. If it is going to start rallying, we would really need to see it take out the high of 3 days ago, so that's at 10,570. Then that would give us a clear signal that it's going to start going back up and testing the highs. We haven't seen that yet, so the bias would have to be on the downside, but probably going to go sideways for the short term. The S&P is pretty much the same. Again, it's up today, but it's still not even close to where the high was 3 days ago. It's at 1181. But again, that's pretty much going sideways, finding a bit of support at the January lows. And the Nasdaq, which has been the weakest of the three, continues weak. It still hasn't been able to get back above that 2000 level, and that seems to be a little bit of a barrier for it in the short term. So stock markets are more or less steady with sort of a downward bias on them at the moment. The really big story is the dollar, and with Greenspan speaking tonight. He's speaking to, let me get this right. It's the something refiners, the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association. He's speaking about energy. I think a lot of people will be watching that to see what is he going to say anything about rates, and what effect the high oil prices is having on the general economy. So that will be one to watch. I think that's starting in another 20 minutes. But the dollar index today made a new short-term high, but has backed off of that. It's currently almost flat on the day, only up 0.02 at 84.80. It's almost certainly going to take out that high in February, probably find some resistance at 86. And this is pretty much the key to a lot of what is happening in especially the precious metal markets. The precious metals are that bit more susceptible to what's happening in the dollar, purely because, well, you don't, unless you're going to build El Dorado, you don't need gold to build a city, but you do need copper, you do need aluminium, and these other metals. They're that bit more reflective of, or an inverse correlation. They have that bit more of an inverse correlation to the dollar. So they're not going to rally while this dollar rally is continuing. As soon as this dollar rally peters out, then we're going to see an acceleration again in those precious metals. Take a look at the weekly chart of gold that I put up today, and you'll see that the long term, the sort of 3 or 4 year trend, is still pretty much intact. We haven't seen a break of that trend in any meaningful way. Of course, to break that trend, we'd have to see gold go down below about $400. But that's really talk for another day. We haven't seen anything like that, and the chances are that this dollar rally will peter out in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll see some moves back upwards on the precious metals. The industrial metals are pretty flat today. Well, not flat, but they're pretty steady. In copper is still sort of trading in that pretty tight range that we've seen over the last couple of months. It's down 130 today at 148.20 in the US and down 20 in London, 32.35 on the 3 month contract. Tin is down 75 at 8,050. Zinc, which had been really an absolute stormer over the last couple of months, is up marginally today. It's up 9, so it is finding a little bit of support above that 1300 level. But again, that's not going to set the world on fire until the dollar rally peters out a bit. Excuse me, I think I'm falling susceptible to David's coughing. Just one second.